Amen. 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 I love the camp meeting. Look forward to it. Appreciate the good singing and the wonderful preaching. It's an encouragement to my life. I need preaching. I love preaching. Kind of like eating. You need it, but thank God you can enjoy it too. Amen. You can enjoy it. Amen. Brother Steve talked about sleeping fast out on the prayer ground. I'm going to try to preach fast. So you listen fast, and I'll soon be done. Turn, please, in your Bible to the book of John, chapter 18. I'd like to read a few verses in John 18 and say a few things. And I'm a Jesus preacher, Brother Josh. I'm a Jesus preacher. Brother Mike said we all really have one. Preachers have one message with 1,000 different titles, and that's true. That is true. So I believe we ought to preach the whole Bible, but I find myself repeating a lot of things, and if it's true, it'll bear repeating. Amen. 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 John 18:38. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Chapter 19, verse 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. And verse 6, when the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault. I'd like to preach today for a few moments on the subject, the faultless Christ. The faultless Christ. Three times in these verses, Pilate testifies, I can't find nothing wrong with Jesus. I find no fault in him. I find in him no fault in all. I find no fault in him. He is the faultless Christ. Now, that is not what the religious leaders wanted to hear at this point. But it was true anyway. And thank God it's still true. There ain't nobody like Jesus. Amen. Nobody was born like him, lived like him, died like him, rose from the dead like him, went away like him, coming back like him. This ain't nobody like Jesus. He's in a class by himself. Oh, he's unparalleled. He is. He's a supreme. He's matchless. He's incomparable. He is the faultless Christ. There was an article in the Newsweek about 6 months ago, front cover article. Maybe you saw it. It was ridiculous. It attacked the Bible. It attacked Christian people. It said the Bible was not credible. It said the Bible was full of errors, bad translations, scribal errors. It said Christians are all frauds. That's what he said, Mr. Eichenwald. He said all of us conservatives are frauds. Of course, if you're a liberal, he thinks that's okay. But he said there was no such thing as a Trinity, and he said the doctrine of the deity of Christ, he said that's not true. He said nobody believed that for the first 4 centuries. So I'll just come back to that before I get done. This kind of reply, kind of a little reply to that. But I want to quickly say a few things about the faultless Christ. And I know you've heard it before, but that's okay. When you get to heaven, you've already heard it all before. It's going to be the same old song, amen? It really is. So I'd like to play upon the gospel violin a little bit. You know, it's got 4 strings, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the music sure is beautiful, amen? Oh, the music is beautiful. Let's turn our eyes on Jesus a little bit. Consider him again carefully and honestly and humbly. And come to a verdict. Because every man eventually must come to a verdict about Jesus. That's the most important thing. Well, I find no fault with his birth, first of all. He was born in the right place. He was born at the right time. He was born in the right way. He's virgin born. Did you know God sent heaven's choir down here to sing when heaven's king came down to save? Oh, he did. Oh, yeah. When he was born, the midnight turned into midday. And when he died, the midday turned into midnight. And there's a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Because the salvation of man is to the glory of God in the highest. Gloria in excelsis Deo. That's Latin. Glory in the highest to God. Oh, yes. He's the only child ever born. Old as his father and older than his mama. That's right. If he'd been just a man, he could have never become God. But since he was God first, he could and did become a man. God in flesh. Yeah. Across the stars he came. Down the golden stairway. Out of the ivory palaces. Born in poverty. Born in obscurity. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. I'd love him this morning if he was born in a palace and had servants, but that wasn't the way it was. That wasn't the way it was. Secondly and quickly, I find no fault with his words. His words. He launched a public ministry unparalleled in human history, and he taught and preached and said things nobody had ever said before. And he said that God loves sinners, and to repenting sinners, he said, go in peace. And the Pharisees tried to stop him and sent soldiers to arrest him. And as they were pressing through the crowd, they started hearing what he was saying. And they started liking it. And they said to each other, we can't arrest him. We can't arrest him. So they went back and the Pharisees said, where is he? And they said, you arrest him yourself. Never man spake like this man. We ain't going to silence him. Leave him alone. I find no fault with his words. Make haste, Zacchaeus. Come down. I'm going home with you today. To that maniac that got saved, he said, you can't come with me, but you go home and tell your family what I've done for you, how I've had compassion on you. I like what he told the woman at the well about living water. He said, there's going to be a well in you springing up into everlasting life. Thank God she left her water pot and took the well home. Oh, what claims Jesus made. He said he was deity. He said he was the son of David. He said he was the I am. He said he was God. He said he was the Messiah. He acted like God. He accepted worship like God. He forgave sinners like God. He read people's minds like God. Reckon why? Because he was God. My Lord and my God, Thomas said. He is God. He's the faultless Christ. And I find no fault, thirdly and hurriedly, with his deeds. You know, I love history. But the more I study everybody in history, I finally had a dark side, some failures and flops, and I'm amazed sometimes, but I've been studying Jesus 40 years, and it just gets better and better. He never did anything dishonest. He never did anything questionable. Nothing selfish. There was nothing ever untimely about him or unholy. He is the epitome of perfection and purity. And I find no fault in anything he ever said or he ever did. And I thank God for his miracles. Numberless occasions he healed without medicine or charge. Cleansed lepers, gave sight to the blind, always turning sorrow into joy and tears into laughter. When he calmed that storm on Galilee, the wind tapped the sea on the shoulder and said, "That's him." And when he sent the demons into the herd of swine, those demons said, "That's him. That's him." And when the water saw its creator there at the marriage in Cana of Galilee, the water blushed, turned into grape juice, and said, "That's him." Thank God, that's him. Who else in the history of the world ever fed 5,000 men besides women and children with a few loaves and fishes? Who else ever walked on the billies or broke up funeral processions? Nobody but Jesus. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. He's the peerless, incomparable, matchless, faultless Christ. You know he had no predecessor. There's nobody before him. There'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him and he ain't gonna resign. I find no fault with his sufferings and his death. He was born to die and set his face like a flint toward Jerusalem and marched toward Calvary like a soldier to the fight. How he prayed in Gethsemane that night before with a great agony of body and soul. And by the way, when the soldiers came to arrest him, he did not say to his disciples, "Y'all get up front and I'll go hide." He just stood there like he's waiting on him. Waiting on him. No fear, thank God. He didn't run. He didn't even turn pale. And at 9 o'clock the next morning, after an illegal trial, and a violent scourging, the prisoner was crucified between two thieves. Who ever heard of such a thing? The innocent dying for the guilty. The holy dying for the unholy. A king dying for his subjects. God dying for a man, and the creator dying for his subjects. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes we're healed. Oh, I find no fault with him today. And he didn't owe us that, by the way. He's under no legal obligation. He just loved us. And when the price was fully paid, and when the law was fully honored, and when justice was fully satisfied, and the race was fully redeemed, then the mighty victor shouted out, "It is finished!" And he bowed his head upon a pulseless chest, and he was gone, and he was dead. And women wept. And angels covered their faces, and demons laughed with hellish glee. But not for long. But not for long. Joseph took his lifeless, disfigured form down and buried him nearby in his own new tomb. And as for the disciples, they were hiding. They were doubting. But they should have been shouting. Why? Because everything was right on schedule. Because everything was going as planned. Because way back yonder before time ever was, God the Father said, "I'll give." And Jesus said, "Now go." Amen. and everything was looking mighty fine. Oh, it was looking mighty fine. Last of all, I find no fault with his resurrection. It was the chief sign, wasn't it? Didn't he say it was the crowning proof? The supreme miracle? And when the women came to the tomb early on Sunday morning, they found that the tomb was empty. And that's because before the sun rose, the sun rose. By the power of his own might, just like he said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. I have power to lay down my life and power to take it up again. Delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification. Nobody like Jesus. It was impossible, Peter said, that he could remain in that grave. The reason it's impossible is because who he was. He was the Prince of Life. He was the King. Who is this King? Who is this King that Herod couldn't kill? Who is this King that the Pharisees couldn't stop or stand? Who is this King that the devil couldn't seduce? Who is this King that the corruption couldn't touch and the grave couldn't handle? Who is this King? Amen. Jesus is this King. Amen. And up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. And he arose a victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. Amen. Three cheers for Jesus. Hip, hip, hooray. For Jesus. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever ruled have never affected and impacted the life of man on this planet like this one solitary life. One cross, one name, one blood, one sacrifice. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. Crown him Lord of all. He is the faultless Christ. Yes, he is. So, Mr. Eakinwald of Newsweek, you are dead wrong, sir. You are dead wrong. This atheist said to a little girl one time, there are many men who claim to be the Christ. Which one do you believe in? She said, I believe in that one that got up out of the grave. Amen. That's my Jesus. You can have all the rest of them. In fact, you can have the whole world. Just give me Jesus. I'll be all right. He's the faultless Christ. We're never going to get over this, by the way. All these doings that he did. Oh, it's marvelous. This is the Lord's doing, Mark 12:11. This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. I find no fault with that empty cross or that empty tomb. History can't deny all this either. Oh, they've tried. They've tried to deny all this, you know. I was talking to a fellow not long ago. He didn't believe in the resurrection. I said, well, how about you disproving it? Yeah, search it out, sir. Go to every library in the world. Ask anybody you want to. I said, you end up like Frank Morrison and all the rest of them. You'll get saved. Did you know this book will stand the test? Let the archaeologists dig. Let them search all they want to. The truth will stand. We're not following a fable. This ain't no rumor. It'll stand, thank God. History can't deny it. Science can't explain it. Time can't erase it. Skeptics can't outlive it, and I can't live without it. Thank God it's true. It's wonderfully true. Jesus ascended on high after 40 days. And the Father said to him, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Don't Don't you know they had a ticker tape parade when the hero, the mighty warrior, came back to heaven? Oh, yeah, they did. The champion had come home. Yes, he did. Oh, he's more than a man. Mr. Liberal, you're wrong. He's more than a man. Mr. Cultist, he's more. He's a whole lot more than an archangel, Mr. Jehovah Witness. He's not the devil's brother, Mr. Mormon. He's God in the flesh. And you know who said so? God the Father said to him, unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God. Who says he's God? The Father said he was. He's more than a prophet and a teacher. He's Lord. He's Lord. Taz Russell's a lunatic. Joseph Smith's a liar. But Jesus is Lord. Yeah. Oh, there's religion in a thousand names, but there's salvation in just one. That's the lovely name of Jesus. What a lovely name. Boy, I like to play this gospel violin. Amen. I find out all I'm doing now is bragging on Jesus, but that's okay. That's what it's about. He said in the volume of the book, it's written of me. It's all about him. He never wrote a book, but he sure has furnished the theme for a lot of them. He never wrote a song. He never marshaled an army. By the way, that name Jesus, it sure does sing well, don't it? Ever notice how it just sings well? It preaches well, too. Did you ever try to preach on somebody else? It don't preach good. It testifies well, too. Oh, yeah, it does. He never owned a home. Borrowed a stable to be born in. Borrowed a boat to preach from. Borrowed a donkey, borrowed a coin, borrowed a grave. Never had nothing. He was rich, but he became poor. That we through his poverty might be made rich. He did it all for you. I'm closing. He's the faultless Christ. I knew I could only scratch the surface. I can't. You ever tried to hug a mountain? Did you ever try to hug a mountain? You can't even start. It's going to take forever to tell this story. And we ain't never, I said this already, we ain't never going to get over it. The blood he shed, the victory he won. Thank God his worthiness will be heaven's eternal song. And what food is to the hungry, what water is to the thirsty, what freedom is to the captive. Thank God what health is to the sick. That's what Jesus is to my soul. Amen. Amen.